Morning, and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 18th of May, 2026. I want to talk today about playing the long game, especially when results feel slow. So this is something that I think affects MSPs more than any other business owner I've ever worked with. And in my 20-year career, I've worked with dozens of different sectors, very closely with some healthcare sectors like veterinarians, dentists, optometrists, or opticians. But I've been working with MSPs now for 10 years, and I have never known a sector with such a long and slow sales cycle. It can take up to a year, sometimes even 2 years, from the point that someone has a very initial contact with you, which might be an email, or it might be a live chat, or they fill in a form or something. And it can be, 6, 12, 18, sometimes even 24 months or longer till they actually sign a contract with you. And there are lots and lots of reasons for that. The main reason is that they don't understand technology. So they don't really understand all the things that you do. They think they do because they can, they can stab at their iPad, right? But they really don't understand it in the way that you do. Even I don't understand it in the way that you do. It's so complex and it's so detailed and there's so much to take in that that's why you are a specialist at what you do and they are not. And I'm talking here about B2B, right? Co-managed, obviously, completely different because obviously there you're dealing with another IT professional. But B2B, you're dealing with ordinary people. They are experts at what they do. Architects, builders, dentists, whatever they do, but they're not experts at IT. So partly then is a lack of understanding about technology. And then the other problem that creates is the fear of switching technology, right? So if you don't understand something, then you can come to fear it. And a lot of business owners do. I was talking to an MSP just last week. I think it was on one of our drop-in marketing clinics. And he was saying he had this, it's a story you've heard or experienced yourself, had a prospect, they had a really good meeting, they had a sales meeting, they talked about how much they disliked their incumbent, their current MSP, the price was right, the package was right, everything seemed to be right, and then they've gone and signed another contract with that old MSP. And of course, the reason they've done it is through just pure fear. They don't want to go through the hassle of switching to a new MSP. They will. Right. Once you psychologically reach that point, they will eventually. And my advice to our member was don't let go. Right. Stay in touch. Get back in touch in 6 months, because all the things they were unhappy with, they're going to be unhappy with again fairly soon. But all of this slows it down. And I know you find this very frustrating. I know you find the lack of leads frustrating. And I know you find the speed of it frustrating. There's not much we can do to speed things up because people only buy when they buy, when they're ready to buy. But what we can do is we can create more leads. And the only way to create more leads, there's two things you need to do. Well, sorry, three things you need to do. Number one is implement our system. Right? There is no a way around it. There are no shortcuts. I know that there are businesses out there selling, an amazing shortcut. Do this. And anytime I go on Reddit, someone's always talking about the latest shortcut. Do this. It's shortcut. You'll generate 1,000 leads. Well, you don't want 1,000 leads. You want 5 solid leads. That's what you want, because you only want one client this month and one client the month after. And that's all that you want. I think so implementing our system is the only way of putting in a good long-term marketing structure. That's what I've built for you. It's a marketing structure. It's exactly the same structure I use myself. My marketing has the same strategy and structure as the marketing I recommend you use. And if I owned an MSP, I would again use exactly the same marketing, because it's the right way to build audiences, grow relationships and convert relationships. There's a solid structure there. So the first thing you need to do is you need to build that out. And if you haven't built that out, then, talk to us and we'll see what we can do to help you. We can't build a lot of the structure for you. We can do the daily marketing for you. We can implement a lot of that for you. But unfortunately, you need to build some of that out. But it's a lot less work than you think. It really is. And you can reach out to my team, go on to support, and we'll help you in any way we can to build that out. So that's the first thing. The next thing then is you do need traffic. And traffic comes from activity. So doing those LinkedIn connections every day, driving traffic to your website. You have to be focused on driving traffic to your website. If you have virtually no traffic to your website, you're going to have virtually no leads. So that traffic will come from, working LinkedIn. You might go do activity in other audiences. You might choose to do some ads. Facebook ads actually has changed in the last, the back end of 2024, it changed. They introduced something called Andromeda, which is a whole new advertising system, which is really cool and makes it a lot easier. I'm going to explore Andromeda. In fact, I'll do it in next week's Monday Motivation. I've got a podcast coming out on it soon. Anyway, so traffic is a big thing, and you've got to be actively driving traffic. And then the third thing is just looking at conversion. You know, for every 100 people that lands on a page, how many of them book a 15-minute discovery call with you? Have you got a call to action on every single page of your website? I mean, all of these things are the basics, but we do cover them off in the portal. We cover them off in all of the program and a lot of the new live events that we've got coming up, which we're going to be doing stuff every single Tuesday pretty soon. Details on that soon. You know, the reason we're going to be doing that is because these are the basics you need to get right. So I guess the overall summary of this is, if you're frustrated because everything's slow, it's okay. You're not alone. You're in the world's slowest sales cycle, is managed services. The upside of that, by the way, is that you win a recurring revenue client who stays for 7 years. That's the upside of that. No other industry has that, trust me. But basically, relax. It's okay, but you need to take action. Put your marketing infrastructure into place, drive traffic to it, and stay focused on conversions. And remember, me and my team are here to help. Go and look at support in the portal, and we will help you. So a couple of things to tell you about. Tomorrow we have a co-managed, if you're a co-managed member, we've got a co-managed Munch and Learn tomorrow, which is about how IT directors think and act. And I'll send you an email on that later on today with the details of that. And then next Thursday, so a week on Thursday, on the 28th of May, we've got a B2B Munch and Learn where you must hire a dispatcher. And remember, our Munch and Learns are coming to an end soon, as is my drop-in marketing clinic, and we're relaunching it every single Tuesday. We're going to be doing a piece of, if you like, education, and then a big live group call, almost like a hangout with Paul, where we can just chat about marketing stuff. If you want to lurk, you can lurk. If you want to chat, you can chat. Details on that very soon. And I do have one of my final marketing clinics, which is tomorrow. All the details of that are in the portal. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.